Let's hear Billy Graham out of his own mouth. This is an interview with Robert Shuler in May of 1997. So this was about 10 years ago. Billy Graham is speaking here. Mr. Shuler says, "Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?" Billy Graham speaks, and these are all direct quotations. "Well, Christianity and being a true believer, you know, I think there's the body of Christ. This comes from all the Christian groups around the world, outside the Christian groups. I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not," okay, listening to this, "they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. I think James answered that, the Apostle James, in the first council in Jerusalem, when he said that God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world, or the Buddhist world, or the Christian world, or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ, because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus." Did you hear that? They're members of the body of Christ, but they don't even know who Jesus' name is, possibly. But they know in their hearts that they need something that they don't have. And they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they're saved. And that they're going to be with us in heaven. I don't care what you think, Billy Balaam. I don't care what you think, Dr. Billy Graham. I don't care what you think, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. I don't care what anybody thinks. I care what the Bible says. And the Bible says there's no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe that, Billy Graham, you shall die in your sins. Yes, that's true. Yes, that's right. Amen, that's good. That's what the Bible says. Mr. Shuler says, what I hear you saying, that it's possible for Jesus Christ to come into human hearts and soul and life, even if they've been born in darkness and have never had exposure to the Bible, is that a correct interpretation of what you're saying? Dr. Graham, yes, it is, because I believe that. I've met people in various parts of the world in tribal situations that they've never seen a Bible or heard about a Bible and never heard of Jesus. But they believed in their hearts that there was a God. And they've tried to live a life that was quite apart from the surrounding community in which they live. So, they believed in God, some kind of a God, and they did good works. Good works is not salvation. They live different than the community around them. Does it sound like Dr. Billy Graham believes in salvation by grace through faith in the name of Jesus Christ? Good night. He says, even if they just believe there's a God. Hey, the devils believe that there's a God. I believe there's a God. No, you don't believe on God and thou shalt be saved. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God the Father. There's a name associated with salvation. There's a person associated with salvation. The Word of God. The entrance of thy Word giveth light, the Bible says. They're not following the light they have. The light they have is darkness. The light of the Quran is darkness. The light of the Tao Te Ching is darkness. The light of these false religions is darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that abideth in me shall not walk in darkness, but in him shall be the light of life. Hey, Jesus Christ is the true light, the light of every man that cometh into the world. No, there's no light that they're following outside of the light of the entrance of the Word of God that giveth light. And so not the Bible, good night. Mr. Shuler trips over his tongue for a moment, and he says, I'm so thrilled to hear you say this. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Dr. Graham, there is. There definitely is. Yeah, there's a widening in God's mercy until people die and find out when they get to hell that what he was saying was a lie because he's a false prophet.